Invocation to the Priestess. Devotion of a Moon Root. A mythic enactment of bestowal and consecration.
Bhakti, my devotion. Bhakti, my path. Bhakti, my beloved. I bathe in Bhakti's lustral bath.
Devotion.
It is my devotion that quietly lifts the lamp for others. Devotion to the wakening within me, priestess. Calling to the embodiment, the living goddess within, that her face may illuminate with its beauty, heal with its gentle touch, open with the miracle of its full presence, ignite hearts with untarnished tenderness, bespeaking remembrance. So wearing the face of a hand mirror, that others see a clear reflection in oneness, offering glimpses of the distortion-free engram behind this image, reminder of what's held in their own visage as they
presence beauty,
presence
light,
presence
harmony,
presence
sight,
priestess
attracting us to what is real,
what is divine,
priest
strengthened
in stillness,
pooled
in silence,
flowing from center,
light
becoming
light.
Priestess, repository of resonance. Honoring the flowering of the mythic nature of being, asking you to stand up in your magnificence, not to play small, to flow as a dolphin with unfixed reference points, leaping, joy spin, arching into the unknown, always leading to the seminal world of archetypes, original radiant patterns, rainbow luminosities of color, light, and sound, out of which the material world condenses, sacred geometries energetically presaging reality from which we can draw to fully remember ourselves as
light becoming
light,
honoring more and more vast mythic containers in which to explore the expanding chrysalis of the hungry soul that desires to go deeper in and further out all at once. Souls do that. Tendrils in many dimensions, all leading back to essence.
At the chalice well of essence, pure mana, essence of the mother, pure mana, essence.
Fanning out into the mandalic pathways of return, where did you enter the wheel? Firmly stand there until you receive the gift of your choosing that polarity in this lifetime. Soul naturally seeking out complementarity and finally resolution in conjunctio. Solar androgyne, moon root, resolution that keys the entry to the holographic mandala of the sacred circle and cross that holds the seed mantra of the mystery of the return
to light becoming light.
As a priestess, I became so devoted to that possibility, holding such a passion for it, that it became a singular causative craving.
Bhakti, my devotion. Bhakti, my path. Bhakti, my beloved. I bathe in Bhakti's lustral bath. Devotion.
Priestess, finding the path to the chalice well in the dark of the moon. Eyes in my feet knowing the way. worn thin with devotion to finding the path to the center. Finding the path to the archetype of light
becoming light.
Map of the journey to wholeness in one symbol. Memory of the mystery encoded in one pattern engram. How did we come from light into now?
Remember, Memnos, water, mother, mem, blue, mem, etched in our DNA, the mystery of the return path, two spiral helixes, caduceus of return, finally revealing Paramahansa, great swan, thousand-petaled lotus, double helix, forming the central axis of the gyroscopic gyre of our consciousness as transforming electrons in the body of goddess. Can't you see them scintillating in space within you? A new spiral of electronic patterning, electron jumping shells from red to ultraviolet. Now that's pole vaulting in consciousness, and all in our lifetime.
Supraluminal currents of sound and light resonated through our sun, keen, lifting the frequency on Earth right out of the ballpark. Have you been in training? I have, sort of. It's called the School of Isness. Sounds like business, but isn't. It just required attention to the priestess channel that
strengthened in stillness, pooled in silence, flowed from center, light becoming light.
It is my devotion, the bhakti of surrender to the path of the return on the great heart mandala that bids me be sanctity's sentinel, lighting the altar candles, gathering the ceremonial flowers, tending the brazier flames, divining the harmony of the field, that the beings in it may blossom with gifts they embody as priest and priestess of ecstasy that fill the chalice with mem, water, memory, mother, remembrance, merged with the passion for spirit that ignites as fire on the water, alchemical integration of polarities, solar androgyne.
Moon root with center of gravity in my third eye. I am priestess, keeping the temple brazier there lit and the chalice empty to receive the initiation of fire on the water. Swan gliding on blue lotus-petaled mind. Memnos, mem, memory, as a water bearer of the divine fire.
Priestess, who is strengthened in stillness, pooled in silence, flowing from center, light becoming light.
That ciphers the crescent, oracle of mirrors, savant of symbols, celebrant of sound, liaison of light, salt of intuition, leaving a briny trail to follow, like a dog licking up spilled Dorito chips to feed the mouth of the oracle. Stylus of silence, scribe of the ineffable.
I am priestess, with eyes of Horus, perceiving realities reaching through themselves to the guiding principle behind the ghostly appearance in the hologram, to the archetype of light that illuminates the recursive predicament that appears to keep us from waking in this moment.
Still looking for the keys to the mystery? Keys conspicuously sought out, but unable to be found, opening that which was never locked? Reflecting that which willow trees bend to in the passionate sound of the conch shell of consciousness that willow calls out with to water in the surrounding ground, which is a key of sorts. But will that help you remember? Keys get lost. What is it that you have to remember except that you are a divine being?
Bhakti. My devotion. Bhakti, my path. Bhakti, my beloved. I bathe in Bhakti's lustral bath. Devotion.
To the hollowing of the moon, honoring lunar tides' phosphorescence, on the lip of the new that pulls me into the auroral tidal pool within. Surfing lunar currents, rip tides of revelation, magnetizing the inner life of my soul that is illuminated by the solar flares of passion on the surface of the mystery's fierce devotion to the voice of the higher harmony.
I am priestess, exploring the Grand Canyon of my heart. Through so many sedimentations of love, whose depths carry the good news out of my heart temple, that it is already done in the One.
Light becoming light, so why not celebrate and take up what you have garnered from being strengthened in stillness, pooled in silence, flowing from center. Light becoming light.
It was my devotion that polished the mirrors until they disappeared into holographic patterns of light, finally recognizing matter for what it is, a condensation of light into patterns that oscillate a little slower than the speed of light, becoming a living reflection of the higher harmony, a flawless reflection of what is.
I am priestess. Owl hooting in my ear in dreamtime to remind me to keep the brazier fire of the third eye lit, the chalice empty, that the fiery waters of the mother be poured into my galactic chalice, elixir of the mystery, feeding tendrils of intuition, curling around with the strength of ivy, growing deeper to pierce through into different perceptual realities, tiny root hairs leaving dimensional footholds.
Yes, and who fed that plant fertilizer? High-frequency light encodements evolving the quantum bonds of the DNA faster and faster, bidding us to break the speed of light, to operate in parallel phase with normal resonance bonding. These frequencies acting as carriers, transducers that offer refined valences and access code to moving holographically, dimensionally, at light speed.
Light becoming light.
I am priestess, sending out tap roots of dimensional awareness, twisting, curling, gathering, absorbing, harbinger of joy surfeit, edge walker, weather bird of consciousness, scribe of enigma's conundrum, et quid amabo nisi quod enigmum est. And what am I to love, if not the enigma? So much passion to be faithful to that vision, infinitely rich in complex holograms and frequencies of information, desiring to serve through being an empty chalice. To receive devotion. To having embraced this path of ecstasy.
Tears of devotion, lacrima. Salty tears of gratitude to the mother for our very being, depth of feelings continually reminding us of our priestesshood. In the magnetic, vibrational intuition within the galactic chalice well of our moon roots, growing deep into the transforming ground of being that is consciousness, through the willingness to have our horror in the void, not to know, rather to deeply feel the potency of the emptiness, calling longingly to the mystery to be fulfilled, eternal galactic chalice of Mem, Mother Remembrance.
As a vessel of the goddess, priestess bearing the seven-pointed star, priest of the beauty way, on the sacred path of the return around the virtual mandala.
Priestess, in this act of bestowal of the sapphire blue, receive the passkey to a frequency phase shift in the resonance of 13. Add this to the keys on your silver belt of Orion, or keep it amongst the jewels in the crown of the Pleiades. Through remembrance, you offer life in the kingdom. Mantled in ecstasy as a sign of your office, as a priestess of the goddess, in light geometries, in gifts that you carry, in the scroll of Memnos, in balanced alchemical union, solar androgyne, moon root. Scintillate now the mythic signature of your archetypal genealogy, empowered, magnificent, whole, a living prototype of
light receiving itself as a sign of devotion. Bhakti, my devotion. Bhakti, my path. Bhakti, my beloved. I bathe in Bhakti's lustral bath. Devotion.
I accept these symbols as a numinous bearer of the blue crescent that signifies my entrance into the sanctity of service and attests my recognition of love as already victorious, ecstasy as already triumphant, consecrating my vows with the simplicity of salt and water, alchemical solvent of remembrance of the moon root, Mem, the mother, moon water, whose tides live within me, in celebration of remembering that light is to remembrance what vibration is to resonance. Within the galactic chalice, a living ecstasy, I am a priestess simply offering
Bhakti, my devotion. Bhakti, my path. Bhakti, my beloved. I bathe in Bhakti's lustral bath as a priestess, strengthened in stillness, pooled in silence, flowing from center, celebrating light, becoming light.